producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, you may. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's unconstitutional and ungodly ignorant heads. That's why we follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1. John 14:6, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Folks, got lots to talk about. We're going to jump over to what's going on in your country once again, because we have an administration that is so emboldened, folks, that it should put a chill up somebody's spine, namely everybody in this country's spine. For some reason, the American people are led to believe that, well, everything is just hunky-dory, when in fact that this administration is trying to tell you the opposite again of that which is true. For example, did you know that this administration continuously attempts to brainwash the American people by telling them that gun crimes are skyrocketing, when in fact, violent crime in America dropped 51% as Americans bought 170 million guns. And I also wanted to let you know, too, folks, to kind of go off of that, interestingly enough, we've just seen this last week, Joe Arpaio out of Arizona, the famous sheriff down there. Interestingly enough, he basically told the American people that, listen, I don't care what kind of an executive order that this criminal basically comes up with. Speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, he said, I'm not giving up my guns. I want you to listen carefully. He said, we are not going to surrender our guns. Folks, when is the American people going to take this on? After your guns are gone and you have nothing to defend yourself with? Interestingly enough, again, friends, on December 18th, Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio referenced President Obama's pending executive action on gun control and said, executive order or not, guns will not be surrendered here. That sounds like an American. That sounds like a constitutional sheriff to me. What about you, friends? Do you think that that may be the case? 1-866-582-9933. Looking up the word executive order, because I already know that executive orders are unconstitutional because they run antithetical and in contrast to the laws of our Constitution. But interestingly enough, when we're hearing from the presidents of the United States that they can go ahead and pull executive order at any time, do understand that United States States presidents, when they issue executive orders, they help officers and agencies of the executive branch manage the operations within the federal government itself. Keep in mind, friends, the federal government is a creature of the state, not the other way around. Executive orders have the full assurance of law when they take authority from a legislative power, which grants its power directly to the executive by the Constitution, not antithetical to the Constitution, or are made pursuant to acts of Congress that explicitly delegate, hand over to the president some degree of discretionary power, in other words, delegated legislation, which still cannot run contrary to constitutional law going on. Like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies, executive orders are subject to judicial review according to the standard of law, and may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. Unsupported by statute or the Constitution. Therefore, major policy initiatives require approval by legislative branches, folks, according to we the people and the laws of our constitutional republic. But executive orders have significant influence over the internal affairs of government, deciding how and what degree legislation will be enforced. Dealing with emergencies, waging, notice that, friends, dealing with emergencies, what's the plea of every tyrant? Emergency. Going on, it also talks about how basis in the United States Constitution. I want you to listen carefully, folks, because we're talking about executive orders that this administration is going to attempt to pass in the next couple weeks. I want you to understand that there is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. Did you hear what I just said, friends? There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause of the Constitution, refers to the title of president as the executive. But again, friends, they can go ahead and do whatever you let them get away with as long as you don't know the difference between what's constitutional and that which is unconstitutional. Folks, executive orders have no constitutional provision nor statute that permits executive orders. So when Joe Arpaio out of Arizona is saying, I'm not surrendering my guns, you do need to understand that he is following the laws of our Constitution, not the other way around. So when we begin to take a look at what Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration are attempting to do, you do need to understand that it is unlawful, therefore null and void. Matter of fact, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find that White House expected to issue more illegal gun control executive orders within weeks. Well, we just found out, friends, that there is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. So how are they being passed? Through the ignorance of the American people. They're being passed through the ignorance of the American people. Let me go back, friends. Let me make reference to what John Glenn said, Senator John Glenn, that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, there is no debate, friends. If we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. So when we're listening to the White House, the People's House, and we're told that the White House, and what we're expected from the White House, that they're to issue more illegal gun control executive orders within weeks, just know that they're unconstitutional, therefore illegal, therefore null and void. Friends, I've been sharing with you for years. Matter of fact, I've been talking about the gun control issue for the last 20 years concerning my ministry. And I want you to understand, friends, that you have rights given to you by God. And one of them just happens to be a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And interestingly enough, folks, this just came out today. What were we talking about again last week? See how the Lord, in His mercy, gives us a heads up as to what's taking place, even when it hasn't been manifested yet? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933 1-866-582-9933. You can check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Twitter account BradleyDean1EE, Facebook BradleyDean2EE, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, all on Facebook. Folks, violent crimes in America dropped 51% as Americans bought over 170 million guns. New data from the FBI and the ATF was presented, which showed that Americans had purchased 170 million new guns since 1991. As a result, violent crime in America has not skyrocketed as communist gun grabbers would like us to believe. And instead, the number of violent crimes has plummeted a whopping 51%. Why? Because the bad guy's not the only one with a gun. Why? Because the bad guy knows that the good guy is armed. That's why. Do you think maybe that was the reason that Jesus actually told us in Luke 11:21, when a strong man fully armed guards his house, his possessions are safe? I wonder if that may be the case. Remember in Luke 22:36, Jesus said, "But now whoever has a purse or a bag must take it, and whoever does not have a sword must sell his cloak and buy one." Why do you think there would be a reason for that? St. Augustine, or Augustine, said, and folks, I'm not being facetious, some say it differently, though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity, Old English, in the eyes of men of principle, it would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. Saint Augustine said, though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity, America, in the eyes of men of principle, it would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. He's got a point, doesn't he? In other words, what he's saying is either the just are going to dominate or the unjust are going to dominate. Right? They're going to like it or not. And that's why I always make reference to either you'd be killing sin or sin's going to be killing you. Lawlessness. Daniel Webster said, God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard it and to defend it. And why is that? Because if we go over to the second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams, who knew better than anybody other outside of the founding forefathers as to how to deal with a tyrant? But listen to what John Adams said. The Colossus of Independence. We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. He said, our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. In America, you've been letting that get washed away day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year in this country through your apathy and your tolerance. Abigail Adams, who said, all honor is on the battlefield, wife of course, John Adams, said, a patriot without Christianity, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God, which is what? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. Read Proverbs 6:17 as well. She goes on, is it possible that he whom no moral obligations bind can have any real good will towards men? Barack Hussein Obama. Can he be a patriot, he who upholds dying laws, who, by an openly vicious conduct, is undermining the very bonds of society? You're seeing Barack Hussein Obama and his administration act this out on a daily basis. The scripture tells us, Abigail Adams said, righteousness exalteth a nation. But let me finish that. Sin is a reproach to any people. I just wanted to set that record straight because most people are probably thinking, well, Bradley, you talk about the Constitution and yeah, you bring in the Word of God, but how come on this topic you don't? Well, I wanted to interject it so you can understand that he is the author and the finisher of my faith in everything that we advocate on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just making reference to the King. Always. And as we say, in a negative connotation, let's put it in a positive. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning he who bears fruit through us, John 15, that the Father may be glorified. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be doing. They'd say, Bradley Dean, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Folks, violent crime in America drops 51% as Americans bought over 170 million guns since 1991. But we're being told just the opposite by this criminal administration once again in this state-controlled narrative. Folks, why is this individual trying to push the American people over the edge? Why is he pushing the American people to war within? Because, as I've always said for years, he's trying to create domestic insurrection, folks, for the very purpose they want to create chaos so they can bring in a military state to create a new order. That's why. Nothing new under the sun. Look at history, all you bloggers, all you ankle biters, all you ground feeders. Do your homework and you'll find out what I'm telling you is exactly right on the money. A reporter from Breitbart points out that the NRA's numbers, by the way, concerning what's going on, which the factual information which I'm laying out with you right now, are square with the findings of a Congressional Research Service, CRS, study covering the slightly shorter period of time from 1994 to 2009. And for those years, CRS found that Americans purchased approximately 118 million firearms. And in the 1993 firearm-related murder and non-negligible homicide rate of 6.6 per 100,000 fell to 3.6 per 100,000 by the year 2000. And folks, guess what? It eventually fell all the way to 3.2 per 100,000 in 2011. Why? Because the American people are awake concerning Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights. They know that they're being threatened by this administration. In 2009, this study ended, the CRS study. Obama took office and gun sales began their climb to record levels, which made covering the gap between the 118 million guns that had been purchased by 2009 and the 170 million new guns that Americans would own by 2015 an easy gap to bridge. In other words, friends, gun production has more than doubled during the Obama administration alone. That's how stupid the American people are. I'm high-fiving you, America, on this particular issue. Gun production has more than doubled during the Obama administration alone, knowing the Marxist sentiments of the usurper-in-chief. And Black Friday 2014 witnessed the FBI conducting an average of 3 unconstitutional background checks per second. You see who's abiding by the laws and who's violating the laws, friends? Your government is violating the laws that they're called and they've sworn to uphold. Back in 2013, the Obama administration was attempting to deceive the American people that the AR-15 was an assault weapon instead of a semi-automatic rifle and was incredibly dangerous for the American people to own because of mass shootings. Let me tell you something, friends. The AR-15, the AK-47, and I can go down a list of these high-powered rifles, these weapons, friends, they're dangerous to criminals. Listen to me. They're dangerous to corruption. So when they're calling these weapons dangerous, they're exactly right. They're telling on themselves. They're dangerous to those that want to disarm you. So what we need to do, friends, is we need to get back to what the Constitution says and hold those accountable in government before it goes too far. Because I want to tell you something, friends. This individual is bringing it to a boiling point. This administration, folks, is pushing the American people to the edge. And by the way, it is on purpose. I wonder if anybody's paying attention to the northern and southern borders right now. I wonder if anybody's paying attention to the coastlines right now. I wonder where Russia and China are right now, because we know that this administration is allied with America's sworn enemies. He's allied with America's sworn enemies. Folks, why are they lying to you? Because as I said, and as I've said over the last 15 and 20 years, friends, they need to disarm you first. I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you exactly what our forefathers had to say about it. Because you need to understand, folks, that our forefathers armed us for the very reasons which are at hand at the present in America today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Paid law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Final shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for your correspondence, newsfeed, Facebook, emails, so on and so forth. We appreciate those. We totally do. Robin just said he wants war within so he can get it. He's going to get it. The competent Obama knows exactly what he is doing. You're exactly right, my friend. You're exactly right. People think that Obama is incompetent when, in fact, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's appointed to destroy America. Perfect judgment. With his executive orders, he is literally using the U.S. government to launch an offensive, friends, to launch an offensive against the American people. That's what he has been doing since day one. Thank you for your text. That's what he's been doing since day one, friends. Hey, folks, our forefathers didn't arm the American people for the purpose of hunting, but rather to protect themselves from those were from those that were doing the hunting. Going back to our forefathers, namely the tyrant King George. The Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure all the other rights given unto us by our Creator. See, the wisdom of the framers of the Constitution, friends, once again, is found in consistence with the lessons of the Bible they used as their bedrock for civil law. Exodus 18:21, you can't get away from it. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government, of the people. That is their purpose, not the contrary. So therefore, in a righteous country, self-government reigns by the constraint of, guess what? Christian morals. Christ fulfilled the moral law. We have common law, which is both, it's based on the Mosaic institution. See, the civil government that desires such a monopoly of force, i.e., they are the only ones with guns. Keep in mind, friends, those are your kids that they're arming, and what are they using your kids for? So therefore, the civil government, again, that desires a monopoly of force is a threat to the lives, liberty, and the property of its citizens, for that government ceases to be of and for the people. George Washington, our first president, said, "From the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference." You better bet your bottom dollar. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. And I believe it was Vladimir Lenin that said, "I can control 300 people with one individual armed." But what are we hearing from this administration? Well, they're going to be passing some more unlawful, unconstitutional executive orders. Because why? Because the American people thought that they could go ahead and do it. So they let them do it. See, folks, either you're going to deal with crime, or the criminals are going to deal with the righteous. That's where we're at. Pretty exciting place to be. With a little diabolical fear. What are we hearing from this administration? We got to get those guns. We got to get those guns. Those guns are dangerous. They're dangerous to my criminal agenda. They're dangerous to my criminal administration. We want to plunder you. We've done everything within our power up to this point. Now what stands in our way is finally the gun. We have to get the gun out of our hand. But friends, keep in mind, these that surround themselves with Secret Service armed to the hilt, protecting them from the people that they serve. Pretty bizarre? Yep. Pretty telling? Yep. Speaking of the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, in a negative sense, again, remember what Mao Zedong said in November 6th of 1938, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns, that way no guns can ever be used to command the party. In other words, they don't want to be told what to do. And as long as you're an armed people, they have to still submit to you to a certain degree. It was Thomas Jefferson that said rightly that when the government fears the people, you have liberty. America, that's where you need to put this. He also said that when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And folks, you know that there's a tyrannical system in place right now that needs to be lawfully dealt with. So many times over the how many past years have I shared with you and warned you and have blown the horn over and over and over again as to what you're dealing with. We're here again, America. We're here again, America. We're here again, America. Oh, I can't hate it. Look at this guy. Self-righteous, arrogant, prideful. Nope. I love you enough to warn you. I also love you enough not to get caught up into some unconstitutional debate while helping along the state-controlled narrative, attempting to gut the pith and marrow of your God-given blood-bought rights. Love tells the truth, friends. It doesn't lie. We know what Adolf Hitler's all about. We know what he has said. We know what he's established. We know what Joseph Stalin's about. We know what he has said. We know what he established. We know what these men are responsible for. The murder of their own people, their political opposition, those that would stand in the way of their agendas. Matter of fact, Joseph Stalin said, "If the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves." That's exactly what you're dealing with today. That's the voice that you're hearing again today. He said that in 1953. Matter of fact, in 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. And keep in mind, friends, from 1929 to 1953, 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were, guess what, rounded up and murdered by Joseph Stalin. Going back to Mr. Adolf Hitler, Germany established gun control in 1938. From 1939 to 1945, 13 million, don't forget the political dissidents, friends. 13 million people were unable to defend themselves. They were rounded up and murdered by the state. Mao Zedong, war can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. So therefore, China established gun control in 1935, and from 1948 to 1952, again, 20 million political dissidents that disagreed with that demigod, that devil himself, Mao Zedong. 20 million of his own people were unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and murdered by the state. Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, said, "I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself," he said, "the most powerful figure in the world." Folks, they believe they're God. They're totally possessed. Read Isaiah 14. "And that is why I do not let any superpower control me." So therefore, because the people fell in line with it, over 300 educated Christians from 1971 to 1979, unable to defend themselves, were, guess what, friends, rounded up and murdered by the state, by their own government. Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed citizens. Again, America, we've seen the warning signs. We've seen the flags go up. We've seen the hypocrisy over and over and over and over again. What a far cry from what we used to have in this country. Presidents used to walk up and down the streets in Washington, D.C., shaking the hands of their constituents. Not with Secret Service, not with armed guards. No, that's when they used to work for people, friends. Now they're working on disarming you. Thomas Aquinas said this. He said, "Without doubt, one is allowed to resist against the unjust aggressor to one's life, one's goods, or one's physical integrity, sometimes even till the aggressor's death. In fact, this act is aimed at preserving one's life or one's goods and to make the aggressor powerless. Thus, it is a good act, which is the right of the victim." Folks, you are the victim. Because as I just got done highlighting, friends, someone just on a live news feed here said, Robin said, he wants war within so he's going to get it. The competent Obama knows exactly what he's doing. I go on. With his executive orders, he's literally using the U.S. government to launch an offensive against the American people. Is that what he's doing? That's exactly what he's been doing. We can act like it's not happening, but friends, it is happening. Matter of fact, thank you, Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted Joe Arpaio's executive order or not. I'm not surrendering the guns. America, constitutional leadership right there. Constitutional leadership right there, friends. Doesn't get any better than that. We follow the rule of law in this country. It was one of the presidents, and I'm pretty sure it was Buchanan. I can be corrected on that, but I'm pretty sure it was President Buchanan that said there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. I believe he also said, as he went on, he said, "I have no king but the law and the Constitution." Just posted Sheriff Joe Arpaio, executive order or not. I'm not surrendering the guns. America, listen carefully. These executive orders are unconstitutional. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. You need to ask the president and lay the burden of proof upon him and ask him, where did you derive that authority? He'll say, you're ignorant.
Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, some just crazy happenings in America today, no question about it. And the world watches as to how the American people are going to respond to this criminal administration. Either you be killing sin or sin be killing you, friends. There is no lukewarm spot to be hanging out in. Friends, don't you think it's kind of bizarre that, you know, we have all these, we've been inundated with terrorism for the last how many years? Last 14, 15 years in this country. Now, this administration has come in within the people's house and he's entertained your sworn enemies. And he sued his enemies, governors on the border, right? That were actually upholding the constitutional laws concerning illegals coming into America. Did you know that, as a matter of fact, if you'd like to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it was just posted, feds have no idea where 9,500 immigrants with visas revoked for are at in the United States of America. They're missing. And by the way, the administration is releasing more known terrorists from Guantanamo Bay, only to go back to the Middle East to fight you on another day. And again, friends, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about, because the DHS has already outlined who the terrorists are. See, they don't know where all these supposed terrorists are, friends, in the United States of America, but they know where every gun, lawful gun-abiding citizen is, illegally. That's your enemy right there, America. That's your enemy right there. Well, isn't it also interesting, friends, that we're also witnessing this administration releasing over 172,000 illegal aliens from American cities and the prisons within those cities onto the streets of America to further endanger the American people? Folks, this is the voice of a tyrant. I mean, that's like some crazy stuff. Well, the American people stand back and complain of a criminal administration violating the constitutional covenant. America, you fail to remember that you are the ones guilty of violating God's commandment, because if you weren't, you wouldn't be having to deal with corruption in government right now. And if you were, you'd know how to deal with it. You'd be winning the day. Not again the other way around. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I stand corrected. 179,027 convicted criminal illegal aliens remain in the United States. They are bringing these rebels into your country to create domestic insurrection. Mark my words. This isn't the first time I've told you this. I've been telling you this for a couple years now, friends. No question about it. Just study out the Declaration of Independence. You'll see exactly how tyrants operate. But this one, I'm telling you what we're dealing with today has outdone the tyrant King George. You got to ask yourself, how bad was King George really? Because he'd be looking at what's going on in America today like, you know, I would have never gone that far. And I think what's more surprising to anybody, namely to your enemies, is that the American people have sat back and tolerated an administration to do this in the first place. I bet they are shocked, America. And don't ask who the criminals are, the bad guys are. You know who they are. And for those that are behind actually holding the strings to the puppets that we call representatives in America, that's fine. As long as those representatives were doing their job, outside interests could have no power whatsoever. That door could be shut. But these folks are just standing back and just saying, whoa. I mean, these people are really letting us give them the works. They're letting us do whatever they, you know, whatever we want to do. The American people are letting us do it. If you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's also another article called Why Do Conservative and Republicans Love Obama So Much? Man, there's so many people, all that are listening to me, there's so many people that are willing to sell their soul to gain the world. And life is but a vapor. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Let me just remind those that tape my shows every day. I want you to listen carefully to me. You lie for those that mean to have you lie to us. What kind of a position does that put you in at the end? You lie for those that you know are lying to us. What sort of position does that put you in? All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. And yet you know they're lying to us and you're doing the lying for them to us. Do you think that they're not lying to you? Because you need to understand something, that sin charges you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. And it's going to keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay, namely for eternity. You know, people say to me all the time, but okay, well, what's sin? It's the violation of God's moral law. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. It's not difficult. Go to the Word of God. Go read John 5. He's God, in the flesh, incarnate. Number two is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. Don't create a God in your mind that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, killing, so on and so forth. Because I want to tell you something. Your God is nothing but a figment of your imagination, and he does not exist. God is a holy judge. Forget that not. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And each one of us will have to answer for our sins before our Heavenly Father, who sees all things naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. No matter where we're at, he sees us all the time. It's pretty assuring to the godly, let me tell you. Reassuring. Number three is, thou shalt not take unto thy the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means practice what you preach. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. He will not hold him guiltless that profess to be Christians yet aren't. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Don't stand there on that final day and say, well, Lord, didn't I do all these things? You know, I went to the prisons, I fed the poor, I helped the sick. You know, look at the miracles you wrought for us. And the Lord's going to say, you know what? You're the workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Don't put yourself in that position. Go to the cross of Christ. Repent through your knowledge of sin. Exodus 20, all the way down until it drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Romans 3:20. Number four is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's a day in which we honor God and bless men. Number five is, honor, hold in high esteem your father and your mother. It's the first commandment with promise. And a long life upon the earth. Number six is, thou shalt not kill. Jesus said, even if you're angry without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. He said, if your eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it's more profitable that you should go into hell with one or maimed than you go to hell with both. I'm sorry, heaven. Maimed than to go to hell with both. He's showing you the value of your soul by using your eyes. Number eight is, thou shalt not steal. Number nine is, thou shalt not lie. And number 10 is, thou shalt not covet. That's what drives you to the foot of the cross. The law doesn't justify you, it condemns you. When you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, there's the justification. Because we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God.
That's right. And we have to make sure that we, because we love, we keep those commandments. Those are the commandments of God that he has given unto us for our good.
That Christ fulfills.
That's right. So we also know that we cannot do what we do, without the support of faithful sons and daughters of liberty out there. For those of you who would like to support this work on a monthly basis, especially for you new listeners out there, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. You can go along, scroll down, choose the level of membership that's good for you, and please do support this work. I know that many of you out there too as well like to make end of the year donations. Please remember the Sons of Liberty, as we are day in and day out literally going from coast to coast spreading the gospel message across this nation, speaking the truth in a way that not many people are willing to. Please check that out. And also, all of our wonderful products are available at our store, sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Last minute Christmas shopping for those folks out there that want to give the gift of truth. We've got books, t-shirts, CDs, DVDs, coffee mugs, you name it, we got it. Please
all
check it out.
All scripture laced, friends, check it out in the store. And thank you for the orders too that have been coming in. We appreciate them.
I think people are getting some of their Christmas gifts, and I think what a better way to give than the gift of truth in Jesus Christ.
Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words, said George Washington, who actually, well, he took that from Jesus when he said, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. Show the world how much you love them by what you do. Talk to you soon. See ya.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimplySafe.com. LifeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.